You're placating to wicked, evil psychopaths. Mm-hmm. So the barbarians come to your door. You've got five kids. Well, we got to appease the barbarians, so let me throw one of my kids out. You know, they can kill that kid, you know, but we're a little bit closer to each other and we'll keep the peace with barbarians. Do you think the barbarians stop there? No. They keep coming.
Welcome to the Kingsplaining Podcast. We are the two kings of the Rube Empire, right-wing extremists extraordinaire, supernaturalists by nature, and downright Christian bigots. I am the philosopher king, the ivory tower, 51% of the power, and I've got a perspective on things.
OJ. Rest in hell, brother. Kingsplaining Podcast. Your tribal chief has arrived. Acknowledge me. Just kidding. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm the strong one, the people's champ, the people's choice. The Iron King that sits on the lonely throne, weeping for there are no more lands to conquer. But I have a perspective on things. What's that, Dusty? Sorry, Dusty's really angry at us today because,
He got so angry, he lost his voice.
He was screaming at us. He was saying something about Star Trek, and I said, you know, Star Trek's gay or something, and he got really mad, and, you know, he's flipped. Put the bird away. But Dusty, give a little love. Dusty! The producer extraordinaire, the double D himself, the black hand of the kings. Some might say the black is part of the show. Good old Dusty. I think he's whiter than you, honestly. Whiter than you?
He's from the Midwest,
yeah. And you got Jew in you, so yeah, he's really white.
I'm from Miami, he's from the Midwest.
That's true. You got a little salsa in you, man. A little huevos rancheros in you, you know what I mean? But we love you, Dusty. We love you so much. You ready to get this thing going, man?
Yes, I am.
Are you prepared, though, for the Kingsplaining podcast?
Always.
Are you ready to Kingsplain it out to the people?
I mean, that's what we do.
I mean, let them know what's happening.
That's what the two kings do.
Now, if you're listening to the show right now, the rapture has happened during the eclipse.
Yep.
So sorry, we are the ones that are left behind. So we will tell you that Jesus Christ is king unabashedly, even though it's anti-Semitic now, and tell you that you need to follow Christ Jesus. That is the way, the truth, and the life. That's the only way that you're saved. Yep. Even though we are left behind at the dispensational rapture eclipse that happened on, what day was that, Tuesday, Monday? Did you see the eclipse?
It was Monday.
Did you look up in the sky and see the half eclipse in Florida?
No, I was working.
Oh, you were working?
Yeah.
You were doing like real stuff?
Yeah.
You didn't call the day off?
No.
You didn't like shut down government?
No, Monday I did because I was sick.
Okay.
So I was sleeping.
Okay, gotcha. So you didn't like, you know, was crew still operating? I mean, were like other places operating and stuff
but,
like that?
But our one of the guys in the tech department had a live stream going because he lives in Texas.
Okay.
He works remotely.
Okay.
So he had a live stream going of,
nice.
Of the eclipse.
Nice. Now, I was told that the entire world would end because CERN was going to be activated that day and like the portals of hell would open up themselves. But I guess the only victim was O.J. Simpson. Is that the only thing that we...
No, he died today.
Oh, he died today.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Sorry. But yeah, I mean,
well, CERN did... So... I don't think nothing happened with CERN.
Hey,
I don't know what.
I got you, though.
You know, CERN did start up again after a very long, hiatus, let's say, on that day.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, it's not like eclipses are extremely rare. They're rare in your area.
Yes.
Yeah, it's rare to see it, to be in the area of the totality.
Like, they happen, like, all the time.
But they do kind of happen often.
Yeah.
You know? Like, well, now that we know now that we have communication across the entire world.
Yes.
Yeah, it is,
No, but...
It is more common than... Especially in my adult years, it's become way more common than I remember it ever being.
Yeah, here's my thing, and I'm busting the Eclipse's balls if it had any, because
well, it is two giant balls.
It is true, two giant balls come together. But my thing is this: like, did you say balls? Ball. Is that what you, yeah, gotcha. Sorry, but Dusty told us to do it. Sorry, yeah. Guys, blame Dusty. Here's my thing. I'm a natural contrarian. Shocker. Natural. That's why I could smell, you know, Ben Shapiro a mile away before, you know, he did all the stupid stuff. Because he didn't really actually believe what he did. I'm actually the opposite. I actually believe the things that come out of my mouth. And if you don't believe me, you know, check our resume, our repertoire over the last, what, 6 years we've been doing this thing at the kingsplaining.substack.com podcast. The kingsplaining.substack.com
yes.
podcast. And before that, it was the Plausible Foolishness podcast. And the plethora of crap I post every single day. So I'm pretty consistent about what's going on. And when I'm wrong, I own it. You know, it is what it is. You know how the Bible talks about idolatry all the time? Like, all the time?
Mm-hmm.
And we just ignore it. Because it's like, oh, yeah. I mean, that's like worshiping, like, statues and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And it is that.
It is that in some form and fashion, right? But it's like anything that gets you more excited than, like, God. You know what I mean? So I'll give props to our pastor. Like, he made one Eclipse post, and it just said, hey, this just shows the order and majesty of God. And I gave a soft golf clap for that. I was like, good.
Yep.
But then I had, like, you know, how do I say this nicely? The Left Behind Karens online, they were like, it's all going to end. The whole world, the raptures are coming. Dear God. Like, it, literally, that's
yeah.
what was being posted about yeah. this.
And there's some interesting things, you know?
Sure.
There's some interesting things. This is 7 years ago. There was another eclipse that appeared across the United States in a perpendicular fashion to the one that happened this week.
So it was like an X.
Yes.
Yeah, so it was like a DX crop chop.
DX crop chop.
The moon and sun said, suck it. I mean, like, is that what...
So, maybe.
Is that what it was?
Like, they're, you know, they talked about how there was multiple cities in the U.S. that it went over.
Yeah.
But the totality went over. I think the one 7 years ago was multiple cities named Mercy.
Okay.
And then this one was multiple cities named Nineveh.
Yeah.
And then where they intersect was some other city that I can't even remember, but there was some kind of, you know, I mean, they're teasing significance out of that.
Yeah.
You know, and that's super interesting. It's something to take note of, perhaps.
Sure.
Who knows?
But the rapture came.
Well,
the world's ending. It melted. Yes.
When you sit down and you go, absolutely, this is what's happening. The world is going to end.
Which people did online, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
They did.
I know.
Like, for real.
You've gone too far.
Yeah.
You don't know that.
And what's amazing to me is people are like, I'm so holy and so in tune with the Lord Jesus Christ. He is coming back.
Yeah.
And nothing happened.
Yeah. How are you any different than...
A horoscope reader,
or the people who, you know, time and time over and over and over again, I've calculated the day that Jesus will return.
Which the Bible literally says, no one but the Father
yeah.
knows.
So not even Jesus knows.
What the time?
Yeah, I mean, he will when it's go time.
I mean, I think he knows now.
You?
Oh, yeah. I think it's like, what is the preterist, like the preterist view? I wouldn't even say that he didn't know. I think it's more, I would say that...
there's a hierarchy in the Godhead, so...
Yeah, I mean...
I think it works,
It could be either way. It could be either way. But I'm with you. Like, bro, like, who knows when it's happening?
Yeah.
You don't know it, though. And the problem is this, we're so America-centric. Well, it crosses America this way. Like, where's America in Revelation? Yeah. Where's the prophetic
That's their
need for America?
Well, but see, that's their... That's the whole point. There is no America in the Revelation, so they're looking for the point when America is obliterated, and you know, and that's bound to happen because we're not in Revelation, or we're just not in Revelation.
Yeah,
and we still exist, and When Jesus comes, who knows?
Who knows? Who knows?
You don't know.
But they
know. Why do we act like we know?
But they know. And Jesus is coming back. And that's what I'm sitting. I'm sitting here like, okay, I get grief for, how do I say this nicely? I have very nuanced and very whimsical takes on things. You know what I mean? Like, I would never offend people or take things to the line. You know what I mean? You know that about me, right? That's totally the strong one.
Yeah. The Iron King, never.
The Iron King, I wear kitty gloves. You know, I don't really like
gosh,
to
yeah.
punch people in the mouth.
You're
and stuff.
A gentle giant.
I'm super gentle.
Yeah.
But.
Like with your daughters. Yeah. That's about it.
Are you saying I'm a prick? Yeah. Yes, I am. But, no, but my point is this. Okay, even me, and I call out the satanic pedophiles and the psychopaths and all the stupidity, and I point out the stuff that's clearly in the Bible that's happening right now, okay? But in no place am I like, well, the eclipse and the five heifers and the... Bro, everybody needs to chill. Because it makes... you no different than the astrologers. It makes you no different, man. No different. And then the problem is the spirit of this is the world's going to end. We're going to bring Jesus back. And didn't Jesus tell us not to worry?
Yeah. But he also told us to be vigilant.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like a strong man.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. A thief who comes in the middle of the night.
So when Cryptic Karen is talking about the rapture and that, you know, now. Cryptic Karen should have used maybe that opportunity, like, okay, repent and follow Jesus Christ. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
But when you tag it onto a phenomena in the sky,
yeah.
that is not going to hearken the end of the world, which it clearly hasn't because we're 4 days removed from that. Okay. It's not that you make Christianity stupid. You play yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, so I've been. Astrology is wrong.
Yeah,
your horoscope, talks about it. Your horoscope is wrong.
Talks
That's
about it.
Divination.
Idolatry, divination,
you know, yeah.
sorcery, but yes.
But, the book of Genesis says that the cosmic bodies were put there for signs and wonders.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
But, so, I mean, there's something to it.
Sure.
You know, the wise men saw a star and they knew that Jesus was coming.
And here's fun fact with the actual Hebrew, it can be synonymous with angel as well. Elohim, lowercase.
Could be. Yeah.
Just food for thought.
True.
Just getting really weird. You know how I am? I get a little blurry around here. Yeah, little haunted cosmos.
Well, and like in Revelation when it's describing the virgin... And the sun was in her. It's describing the virgin who's going to give birth, and the dragon is going to who's there to devour the child.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of cosmic symbology too. You know, that's all. I mean,
it's there.
That's all. Related to the constellations and you know and the planets and the moons and all that stuff.
Sure.
And they've used that to. You know, to pretty much, I wouldn't say definitively, because how can you be, but to pretty much nail down the birth of Jesus Christ to September 11th.
Yeah.
You know, which is fascinating.
Yeah. But that's another story for another time.
It is.
Wait.
It is.
Don't we have a podcast named that?
We do.
That talks about really weird stuff like this?
Yes, it is.
That's strange.
That's exactly what it's for.
That's phenomenal. Where do people find that at? What's the...
Kingsplaining.substack.com.
Oh, wait, the same place they're listening to this right now?
Yeah.
They could literally just click.
Yeah. Any, wherever you're getting your podcast.
Wow.
I hope you do go to Kingsplaining.substack.com and help us out by reposting and sharing and.
Yeah.
And, you know, and buying our merch if you.
The merch?
If you, you know, like it.
I love
it. If you like what you see.
Cody Rhodes sold $1.3 million worth of merch.
Jesus.
On the second day of WrestleMania.
Just on the second day?
Just on the second day of WrestleMania.
That's crazy.
By himself.
Wow.
Anyways, but again, I'm not against, and here's the thing, and I was talking to my wife about this. She's like, why are you being such a hater on the eclipse? Go ahead.
Well, I had one last point.
Yeah.
And that is in Deuteronomy, I believe, or Leviticus, I can't remember. God says to not look to the stars for signs and wonders.
Deuteronomy. Oh, no, Leviticus. Because he's talking about witchcraft and sorcery. Yeah.
So they were put there for signs and wonders, but he calls his people to not do that because he wants them to get their information from the future, about the future, from him directly and his prophets, you know? Yeah. Now, we're no longer in the prophetic system, you know, so things are... I don't know, that's up in the air, except that we know, we've been given a revelation about the end, and we, our faith is in Christ, so, you know, we don't have to to prognosticate the future.
Those things are not the things that we look to your point, those aren't the things we look to find Christ Jesus.
Exactly.
Those just affirm Christ Jesus.
Exactly.
A freaking star showed the wise men where Jesus was.
Yep.
Okay? The indication that Christ had died was the sun went away.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The whole sky blacked out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That gas ball 93 million miles away. Leave it alone for right now. But the thing is, it goes away. Some say, there's some legend, just throwing this out there, this is just Cherokee legend, that literally they blacked out on the other side of the world when this happened.
Mm.
And that an angel revealed to them that the great prophet has died. They killed the great prophet, which is in a book called, but that's what the old ones say, which is phenomenal, by the way, which is a
really good
story that has nothing to do with the good old colonizers whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I hate that I'm using their gay words of colonizers, but that is what it is.
Yeah.
It predates those things. Now, all I'm trying to say is this is a phenomenon that's important. Jesus talks about the sun going away, the moon going away, stars falling from the sky. Okay, mm-hmm.
The moon turns to blood.
Turns to blood, right?
Yep.
You take the premillennial, you know, rapture scenario that's happening at the end of time during the tribulation. You take the preterist view that kind of already happened when everything blacked out when Jesus died. Again, those things are just pointing you to Jesus. That's it. That's it. But if you're going gloom and doom and the rapture's coming and everybody's going to die,
mm-hmm.
you're just as stupid, no offense, as the astrologers that are out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and so much hype on this drove me nuts. It just personally drove me nuts
because
I'm a sensitive
little boy. It's about being, to me, it's about being so definitive, so sure that you know.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know any, we don't know anything. Like, haven't you... Like, if you're looking at God, if you're looking to God, if you're looking to Christ, how does that not make you think that you don't know Jack? You know?
I don't know Jack every single day.
Yeah.
I just own it.
Now, granted, we're here on a podcast called Kingsplaining.
But we explain that to the Roops.
Yeah.
But they're listen, how do I say this? what is it from Animal Farm? It's like... we're just more animal than other animals. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're just a little bit better. You know what I mean? I mean, we're like them, but we're just more, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but
I had to do it.
Like, it's just, there are things, I don't mean to say that there aren't things that you can know.
Sure.
There are plenty of things that you can know. I know that Jesus Christ is real, that he died, was buried, and rose again. I know those things.
There's a lot of things you don't know, though.
But there is a lot that I don't know. And the reason that I know those things, the things that I know because they were revealed to me. And whatever you thought about this eclipse, it was not revealed to you.
Yeah. And listen, it's cool to see an eclipse. Again, that's a cool thing.
Yeah.
I'm not dissing.
And, are all these scenarios significant? Yeah, probably.
Sure.
Yeah, very, very possibly. You don't know why.
Yeah.
We will. We will know why someday, maybe.
But the premillennial Consuelas and Karen said the rapture is going to happen. And I'm still here.
Yeah.
My first post that day after was, did I miss the eclipse rapture yesterday? I got a few likes. What's funny is I know something hits really well when not a lot of people comment on it. Does that make sense?
Mm.
Like, if it, so there's like levels of my posting, you know, my crap posting. It's like, if it's really on the nose, no one will say a word. Because it's like, ooh, that cut's a little too much, strong one. If it's like in between, like a little tongue-in-cheek, then I get lots of engagement with it. Mm-hmm. And if it's just super fluffy, then it's like, oh, hearts of love. I'm like, you mofos still see the ones that cut deep. It's mm-hmm. funny that you're not saying anything about it, because you're like, oh, yeah. I called off my whole day, and the government shut down because of an eclipse. It's like, stop, dude. Just stop, bro. Mm-hmm. You're just as bad as the horoscope people. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. But I'm a Cancer. Shut up. You know what I mean? Just shut up. So we got to address the, how do I say this? The Bronco in the room, the big glass of orange juice, the knife, the if the glove don't fit, you must acquit. I saw the best meme today. This is how I found out that OJ was dead. It was a picture of George Floyd, and it said, rest in peace, OJ. I laughed so hard, I could not stop laughing. And I posted it immediately, and I looked it up. OJ Simpson died today. Mm-hmm. Famous, infamous running back. Famous before. I mean, he played at USC. Screw the Trojans, Anthony, if you're listening. Screw you and your stupid college, too. No, I'm kidding. I love you, bro. Buffalo Bill for a long time. Had the single-season record for a very long time for running backs. Stud athlete. Phenomenal Hertz commercial guy, pitch guy. His commercials for Hertz were phenomenal. It's him just, like, running through an airport. And it's like, I got to get to my rental car. It's really good. Very entertaining. Mm-hmm. Set him up for really funny movies like the Naked Gun series, which he's hilarious in, by the way. Very funny. Four
great movies.
But
you skipped him being a Miami Dolphin, which hurt me.
Was he a Dolphin?
Yeah.
But the Dolphins are irrelevant, man. Even though they had the perfect season, blah, blah, blah. Shula for life! Zonka! I get it. Cool. Dan Marino. I get it. You had some decent players. Fine. I acknowledge you. I acknowledge you, Tribal Chief, okay? I acknowledge you, okay?
All right.
I'm just... But, O.J. Simpson, 30 years later, can we all just admit that he killed his wife? Can we just admit it? Can we admit it? Sure. Can we just admit it? The dude got away with it. He had the most perfect time to kill his wife and her lover. It was right after the L.A. riots. L.A. was pissed at everything that was white. O.J., who wanted nothing to do with black people whatsoever, it's well documented, Johnny Cochran, who's not alive anymore, Johnny Cochran used that opportunity to literally flip off L.A. County prosecution, okay? And I don't blame him. I'm not a fan of L.A. at all. I think that the LAPD is the largest gang in America, okay? It just, I've literally seen them put my wife in the back of a cop car. My tiny little Midwestern mama, who's not threatening to any human being or soul whatsoever, threw in the back of a cop car, okay? So, like, at the end of the day, I'm not a fan of L.A. I get it. I totally get it. But we can recognize the brother did it. He killed his wife and the lover. We get it. And he got away with it, man. He got away with it because Scooby-Doo wasn't involved, okay? And the mystery crew, okay? There was no meddling kids to stop him from doing this. But my point is this.
Oh, he didn't play for the Dolphins. I don't know why I thought that.
No. Because, listen.
I guess because he lived in Miami?
Listen.
I'm sorry. I feel stupid.
No, it's okay. We all make mistakes, okay? We're going to talk about a really fun mistake later on. So yours is not as bad as the boomer trying to run for president right now. So I'm, we'll let it pass. And the other thing, too, is, listen, you lived in Miami. Your whole world was Miami, man.
Yeah.
What's outside Miami?
I guess because he lived in Miami, I took it. I don't know. That was weird.
Welcome to Miami, bro. You know?
Yeah, whatever.
I'm with you. But no, but here's my thing.
That's how much I care about the NFL.
It's irrelevant. But here's the thing. The guy for years denied it. Then he wrote a book that said, if I had done it, which basically admitted I did it.
So ridiculous.
Joked around about doing it. He got away with murder.
Yeah.
But here's the lesson, kids.
And cold-blooded murder.
Yeah. Like,
brutal.
There's a
savage.
My favorite Johnny Cash's song is, you can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. But sooner or later, God will cut you down. He got cut down today. I don't think he's a repentant follower of Christ Jesus. Make sure you do that, or you're going to have to face what you did in this world. He's facing it right now. And hell's hot, and it's a very hot place, and you don't ever get out of there. So I'd encourage people, come to know Jesus Christ. But anyways, rotten hell, OJ, we appreciate you, and I will do nothing special for you other than acknowledging that you're burning in hell right now. So that's all I got. Anything on OJ?
No. The Naked Gun movies were very funny.
Super funny.
That's it.
Like, when he gets shot the first scene, which was hilarious, you know what I mean? He walks in, he tries to kick the door down in the boat, and his leg gets stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has to, like, reach through the hole to unlock the door. And by the time he's made so much commotion that everybody knows that he's there, he comes in, he's like, stop, police. He's holding his badge and a freaking five-shooter revolver, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, 20 guys turn around with guns and point them at him. And he's like, oh, and then one guy drops his gun. And they all look at him like, what are you doing, bro? And it's like, oh, sorry. And then the bad guys like, kill him, and he gets shot, and he just starts like stumbling through the whole thing, like burning his hand and all this stuff. Like that. Now he lives in the deal. He's in the hospital the next scene. That was funny. It was funny. But what have we learned about Hollywood, kids, over and over and over and over and over and over again? If they're not murderers, they're pedophiles. If they're not pedophiles, they're British cigarettes. If they're not that, there's something debauchery. There's a horrible level of debauchery there. So, and he was just included in that. So. You can run on for a long time, but sooner or later, God will cut you down, man. So it is what it is, man. But speaking of botches, whew, this is the one that fired me up a little bit today. It fired me up quite a bit. How do I say this nicely? Whaley, I want you to imagine Philosopher King. No, I forget the Whaley name. Philosopher King. I want you to ascend to your throne here, Philosopher King. And I want you to think... You do the most radical thing in 50 years in the greatest, most powerful country in the world. And you put in place judges that end a barbaric, savage, disgusting precedent in our country that it's constitutionally protected to offer your children to Moloch. You're the one who sets that in motion. I want you to imagine that you conquer this behemoth that has been terrorizing this country for a long time, giving light and hope to the people of Middle Earth. You stand your ground at Helm's Deep. You look Sauron in the eye and hand him a defeat, okay? And you're the one who does that and then turns around and says, you know what? I think we went a little too far. You know, I know that we went Helm's Deep and stuff. I get it, but, you know, like... We got to give some people to Sauron. You know what I mean? We got to give some people to it. We have to give ground a little bit here, you know? And it's just, the elves are just, you know, they're just doing too much now. You know what I mean? We actually might beat the eye. We might defeat the ring. So we better stop that, you know?
Yeah.
And we better line up with the orcs, because the orcs, they're not so bad. They only just kill a lot of people. You know what I mean? I love how that went Lord of the Rings really fast. But that's the only way I can describe the stupidity that came out of the Orange Man this week. Because I have a question. Who asked the Orange Man what his abortion policy was? Who actually asked him this? In this week of all weeks, this is how I know this is fake, gay, and rigged. Okay? The same week that a girl goes to jail for exposing the fact that Joe Biden diddled his daughter in the shower. It's confirmed now. She had the diary of Biden's daughter admitting that this happened. She's going to go to jail for a month. This is the same freaking week Trump decides to say, you know what? I'm all for states' rights. That's why I did Roe versus Wade. But you know... I still want to be able to kill babies, and I still want to offer them up to Moloch. You know, in cases of rape and incest and the typical talking points, under the vein of Reagan, by the way, that's what he used in his speech. I'm just trying to be like Reagan, guys. It's okay. It's okay to kill babies in certain situations. They had nothing to do with the incest. They had nothing to do with the rape. And guess what? The myth of it will kill a mother is the most laughable thing on the planet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if, guess what, guys? And here's the deal. I've been preaching to you this for, what, 6 years? 6 years I've been talking about this crap. 6 years. Didn't think we'd have to talk about this anymore because Roe versus Wade's overturned. So it's a state issue, which we've got to make sure that it stays 6 weeks because we're getting closer and closer to completely abolishing it in Florida. But it's another sidebar for another time. There's no such thing as the life of the mother dying. Sorry. It's very, incredibly rare. And if that's the case, what do? They C-section the baby. Save the mom.
Yeah.
They C-section the baby.
You don't have to kill the baby.
You don't have to kill the baby. You C-section the baby out, you save the mom.
Yeah.
It's real simple.
Yeah. And but sometimes, you know, the baby dies. Or sometimes the mom dies.
Sometimes it does.
But the goal is to save both.
Yes.
There's no need to kill the child.
Yes. And even in the case of the mother possibly dying, that's a super, super late-term abortion. There's a life there. You can save the baby and save the mom. And they always do that. It's such a bullcrap line. It's a throwaway, how do I say this nicely, bullshicanery line. This, in the case of saving the mother, that doesn't exist. Let's talk about incest, okay? Two consenting hillbillies start to have a baby, okay? That gives you the right to kill the kid? Mm-hmm. Why? What did the kid do?
Well, because Margaret Sanger doesn't like imbeciles and
eugenics. Inferiors. Eugenics.
Yeah, eugenics.
Eugenics. In the name of quote-unquote science. And then you're wondering why I keep questioning science and want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Okay, no, I love you. Not you, Philosopher King. Just you, just Dusty. Dusty! No, I'm kidding. I love you, Dusty. In the case of rape, do we have laws against rapers?
Yeah.
That's strange because they kind of make it sound like rapers never get thrown in jail in this country. Ever.
Well, I mean,
There's penalties for stealing and violating someone else's body, correct? Yeah,
there is.
Okay.
But then, you know, we have people like, I don't know, the president.
Well, here's the problem. And unfortunately, here's the thing. This podcast wouldn't exist if you guys all believe that, because I wouldn't be here. I'm here because I'm the product of a rape. So the hundreds of people that I've employed throughout my life, my kids, my future grandkids, my wife, my family, you would axe me because some douchebag did something stupid? Well, praise God, my mom's a Christian. She loves Jesus and is wise enough to be like, what did he have to do with any of that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she had the choice to do. No, there was no choice when you're following Christ Jesus. There's no choice. Because to me, that you sound foolish when you say that. If there's a kid in front of you, you have a gun in your hand. But you have the choice not to kill the baby. Are you kidding me? There is no choice. You don't kill the baby. You never kill the baby.
Yeah.
It's wickedness.
I mean, technically, if you want to be technical, yeah, you do have a choice. You have a choice for every action that you make.
But here's the thing.
But there's a right one, and there's a wrong one.
If I go and
murdering your child is always wrong.
Don't they throw people in prison for killing their babies?
Yeah.
But the magic birthing canal.
Yeah, it's
magic.
It only counts if you want the child.
Only counts, yeah, right?
Yeah.
So imagine that.
Or if
that
it made
defense.
It through the magic birthing canal.
Yeah. So imagine, you know, you kill your 5-year-old kid. Well, I just didn't want it anymore, you know? It's just too much pressure.
Well, I mean, we have quote unquote ethicists who have advocated. Multiple people who've advocated for abortions post-birth.
And they're the same ones that advocate for cutting off your kid's
genitals.
I'm sure
that they are.
They advocate for pedophiles. They're wicked, debased psychopaths like Roman talks about.
It's psychotic.
Okay. But here's the problem. If you're the one that won the greatest Supreme Court ruling in American history, and then you're like, you know what? That went a little too far. I know I made it a state's issue, but you know, we gotta keep letting people kill their babies.
I mean, you do if you want to win. If you want to win an election.
So I'm not saying a whole lot because, again, and I'm not taking this on a Whaley. Whaley's just saying what you jabronis all say. All you jamokes say. We gotta win no matter what because Joe Biden, because Democrats bad! What is the difference between you and a Democrat at this point?
Mm.
What's the difference? What is it? Explain to me what the difference is between a Democrat. What is the difference between the two? Trump is literally trying to make the Republican Party a pro-choice party. If your stance is, well, it's okay. Listen, killing babies is bad unless they're product of rape, incest, or the magical life of the mother, which doesn't exist. You're pro-choice, dog, which is no different than those guys. Yeah, but they want to kill babies after they're born. That's always been the Democrats' style. They've always wanted to do that. Mm. They don't care about children. You're placating to wicked, evil psychopaths.
Mm-hmm.
So the barbarians come to your door. You've got five kids. Well, we got to appease the barbarians, so let me throw one of my kids out. And, you know, they can kill that kid, you know, but we're a little bit closer to each other and we'll keep the peace with the barbarians. Do you think the barbarians stop there?
No.
They keep coming. If they get you to bend over and take it from behind and get sodomized by this wickedness like Trump just did, they won't stop. They won't stop. There has to be a stand. Somebody has got to build the wall. Somebody's got to say, no, this is not going to happen anymore. Now, for all you psychopaths that are like, this is a women's rights issue, you sound like the slave owners in the 1800s. This is an ownership choice. You're stealing my right to own my slaves. Burn in hell. Respectfully, burn in hell. I used to be the guy that was like, oh, you know, you don't want to talk about hell very much. I thank God for hell at this point. I do. Is that bad? Wait, I don't care. I thank God for hell. Because here's the deal. You know that God's just, mm-hmm. holy, and good because he punishes wickedness. What good would you be if you do not punish evil and just let it go run rampant? You're not a good God. As a father, imagine if you let someone do something wicked to your family and you never punish that person for doing that. Are you a good father? Not at all. It doesn't matter how many hugs and kisses you give your daughters. If you let them get destroyed, you are a wicked piece of crap. Fortunately, my God, Yahweh, Yeshua, the Holy Spirit, is not, and he will punish wickedness. Again, I'm not perfect. I'm evil and wicked just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Here's the difference. I know that I'm evil, and I know that I'm wicked, and I cast all of my evil on Christ Jesus on the cross that he died for. Because I'm following Christ Jesus. If I turn around and say, you know what, Jesus? I know that you wanted this image bearer in the world. I'm just going to kill it. I'm wicked and disgusting, and I'm deserving of going to hell. I deserve it. I deserve that wickedness. What's the difference between Trump and Biden right now on that stance? Explain that to me. Because, again, I know I'm the king. I explain this to the plebs, but philosopher king, explain this strategy to me. You literally have your opponent caught being a pedo,
mm-hmm.
to the point where they jailed the girl who had the diary of your daughter getting diddled by you. You jailed her. Instead of hammering that to, I would have hammered that from a political standpoint till the cows come home. You come out and say, you know what? I think it's cool to kill kids. Still think it's cool.
Yeah. Because winning. Because winning.
How'd that work in the Civil War? Explain that to me. Because, again, I don't want to be hyperbolic. Civil War movies coming out, you know, they really want a Civil War. I get it. They want that. I don't think it'll go the way they want it to. Big ups to the Florida Alliance. My first vote is for Ron DeSantis running the Florida Alliance, but I'll leave that alone for right now. Hashtag national divorce. But let's think this through. Why did the Republican Party form again?
To combat slavery. It was an abolition.
To abolish slavery.
Yep.
Were they the big national party from the beginning? Yeah. No. They had the fledgling Democrats and the Whig Party at the time. The Whigs were pretty much Democrats. A little bit things different here and there, but they loved that free, cheap labor too.
Mm-hmm.
Explain to me what the difference is between a Democrat and a Republican. They love that sweet baby death. They love hearing Moloch sizzling babies at the altar. They love that crap.
I think they don't care about it.
Well, they don't.
They care about what? Getting those
about
votes.
What?
about getting. So, like, I would say that the Democrats do love it. They love it.
Well, the Democrats love it, but what's the difference between us and them? Well not even us. Don't even put me in that. Yeah, neither one of them. We're not Republicans. No. But what's the difference between Republicans and Democrats in 2024? Explain that to me.
Not much. I would say the only difference is that they're not frothing at the mouth, you know, in loving support of abortion.
They don't love slavery, but they're cool with it. They're cool. Because they like the results of it.
Exactly. They're cool with it. Especially if it gets if opposing it gets in the way of them winning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not equally as gross, but it's same level of grossness probably. Or it's at disgusting. Least close, yeah.
But here's my epiphany, and I hate to give him props for this, but this is one of the banger lines of the year. And this is a larger dissertation that the strong one has had on this podcast. My prediction was the Republican Party is going to get destroyed. They're going to get beat. We're going to get beat bad in 2024. Why do I keep saying we? God, it's okay. Sorry. I apologize. I'm being a British cigarette right now. The Republican Party is going to get smashed. And they're making every possible stupid move to make it happen. Because, again, they're not a real party. They're not. We used to make fun of Democrats, right? We used to say, all the Democrats' platforms is, well, at least we're not the Republicans. The Republicans are doing the same thing the Democrats are. Democrats are very clear what they want. They want to kill, mutilate, and destroy your kids. That is literally what they want to do. Every single policy that they have. Open borders, trans movement, gay movement, killing babies movement. Everything is extinction level focus. That is what they're about. What are the Republicans about? Oh, we're conservatives. Of what? You've conserved nothing.
Yeah, they're about
nothing.
They've conserved their position in Congress.
We're for lower taxes and better economy. Trump put us trillions of dollars in debt to cover the fake gay COVID-19, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're no different. And guess what? Bush before that did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference is they were more war hawkish at one point than the Democrats, but now the Democrats want to go fight a war everywhere.
Yeah.
It's unreal. It's extinction level. It's crazy. What's the difference?
It's semantics at this point.
100%.
It's not enough to be any kind of meaningful, a meaningful place to put your vote. That's for sure.
So I'm saying,
and of course there's always outliers that are actually standing for things,
but they're not real Republicans. That's my whole point.
Yeah.
If you looked at how Ron DeSantis is acting in Florida, explain to me how he's a Republican in any form or fashion.
He has an R next to his name.
That's it. It's name only.
Yep.
Explain to me, Chip Roy. Explain that.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Massie called Trump to his face. Like there are guys that do a great job. Here's one that is blowing my mind. John Fetterman. Have you seen John Fetterman lately?
Yeah.
Like he's getting conservative.
Nine out of the 10 things he says are as true. Conservative as...
And conservative.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So, like, they're outliers.
No, he does stand for still a lot of crap.
Oh, that's garbage. Like, dude, it's bad. He's a communist.
Yeah.
But he's also, like, kind of America first communist. Have you noticed that?
Right.
He's very America first.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute. Why are we doing foreign wars? Wait, why are we letting the border just be open? What?
Yeah.
Like, that's a principled communist. No offense. It's principled.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, communism is about locking your people in and not letting anybody out.
Yeah.
I digress. But this is what I'm talking about. Like, there's no difference. There's none. There's none. I'm literally listening to a Democrat podcast, Jimmy Dore's podcast. What I appreciate about him is this. He knows the Democrats suck. He owns it. He knows the Republicans suck, too. But what's interesting, they had Matt Taibbi on there, which Matt Taibbi is a very famous journalist, one of the rare ones. He calls balls and strikes on both sides pretty good. And for a long time, he went after Republicans, but they're like, you know what? We've noticed that you don't go after Republicans. And he's like, who's the significant Republican to cover right now in the last 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
Who? Donald Trump's not in power, guys. I know that you still think he's there. Your token victory, you know, but he's not there, dude. He's not there.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing, and I don't want to dance on the graves. I don't want to be negative Nancy, blah, 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 bullcrap. But here's the thing. I made a prediction at the end of the year. I thought we were going to get smashed, and it would hearken the end of the Republican Party. We're getting closer and closer to that every single day. We are. And the thing is this. People are like, we have been convinced just because the last, like, what? How long have the Republicans been around? Since slavery, right?
Mm-hmm.
Republicans weren't around before then. They weren't. Parties will change. We think that these two parties will last in perpetuity. The problem is it's become a uniparty and everybody's recognizing it. Even the hyper liberals, the hyper lefties recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
This is why Robert F. Kennedy's getting a big push.
Well, what's crazy is you see, I see some comics and they're talking about the Democrats and they're like, I don't even want to vote Democrat anymore because they don't do anything. And I'm like, what the f- are you talking about?
But that's the thing. They want the China revolution.
Yeah.
They want more. Their definition of victory is like single-payer health care and...
college debt forgiveness.
Yeah, college debt forgiveness. That's what they want.
And they don't... They have no concept of the totalitarian government that they're asking for.
No.
Because they're just they're dumb.
Democrats.
They're dumb as
a box of rocks. But then the flip side is they can bust our balls about it too because we blindly stand behind Israel for every single thing. We never get things done. We say that we're pro-life, but we are the main guy is pro-choice. And then his little underling, his little Barbie doll underling, her state in Arizona upholds a ruling in the state of Arizona that preceded the actual statehood of Arizona where you can't kill babies. That's been like 50 years enshrined in that territory. Before the state was even established, their Supreme Court in Arizona said, "Yeah, you can't kill babies. That's you can't do that. There's no constitutional way that you can do that."
Amen.
And Carrie Lake, the darling of the quote unquote conservative party, literally said, "No, that's not a good thing." Not because and this is what drives me nuts. 2 years ago, before the red wave that never happened. She was praising this legislation. That it was a great thing.
Was she?
She was. They got her on the hot mic. She's praising it, and now she's dissing it. Why did she diss it? Because Orange Man said that was bad. And then instead of... And here's the deal. Orange Man gets a barrage of people like me giving him heat about, you're the guy who destroyed Roe versus Wade, and you're going to sit there and say, we should still kill babies? Really?
No.
Really? Like,
Roe versus Wade was step one.
Yeah, I know. But here's the thing. But then he's like, but I thought you were the guy who wanted states to have sovereignty. Yeah, I want states to have sovereignty, but Arizona went too far. What? What?
No, they didn't. No, they did not.
Like, imagine Abraham Lincoln writing the Emancipation Proclamation. And then saying, I know I said that all humans are created equal, but like,
if you're really dark skinned, but if you're really, like really, really dark skinned,
and if you're over 6'4 and really dark,
yeah,
not so much. Everybody else,
are you even a person then?
Yeah, I mean, you're more like an ape, right? Imagine that.
Imagine.
Now, to be fair, Abe Lincoln was horrible with the Native Americans. That's another story for another time, but that's another story for another time, okay? At kingsplaining.substack podcast. But let's get real. Imagine the Emancipation Proclamation and then Lincoln saying, you know, but not all the black people.
Yeah.
Now, this is a perfect analogy for the Karens of the world because Emancipation Proclamation happens, Civil War happens, civil rights, quote unquote, and I use that very loosely in light of a lot of the leadership and propaganda and Russian collusion, literal Russian collusion around it. But civil rights doesn't happen until what? 1964, correct?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of time in between those things. 80 years.
Mm-hmm.
Roe versus Wade happened, what? 4 years ago? Right at the beginning of the Biden administration, right? 3 years ago?
Yeah.
It's going to take a while for this whole thing to be abolished, and I'm excited for it to fall, because it will fall, because Jesus wins at the end of the day. It's either going to be complete destruction of America, or we're turning away from this wickedness. I hope that we're smart enough to, because now we look back and be like, why would we treat black people bad like that? But here's the thing, Mr. 2024. Why would we freaking
kill our kids?
Why would you kill your babies?
Why would we kill our babies?
They will look at us 100 years from now the same way that we looked at the people who enslaved other human beings. They will be like, you idiots. What in the world were you doing?
How could you not see that this was another human being? It's the same exact... It's the same,
Same argument. It's the same philosophy. It's the same thing.
Same thing.
And and we're so cucked in America, we're letting squawky, woke white women and really angry black ladies dictate the pace of this whole conversation.
We're arguing their premise. Can't do that.
And this is what amazing. You talk to the same white woke
the
white
women. The people that supposedly we've chosen to be our leader. The leadership of our movement, if you will.
Sure.
Are arguing the premise of their enemies.
Yep. Steve Day said this today, and I hate to give him props, but I will, because it was actually a phenomenal line. Slavery is what created the Republican Party. Abortion will be the thing that destroys it. And part of me is like, good.
Because abortion is just...
It's time.
It's just infant slavery.
It is. It's infant genocide.
Yeah.
It's worse than slavery.
True.
You're killing people.
Yeah.
You know? And they were killing people during slave times too. But my point is this. If people got pissed off at slavery enough to form a party to literally put Abraham Lincoln in place to make that happen, there's going to be a party and it's not going to be Republicans. It's not going to be. I'm sorry, it won't be. It'll be someone else. It'll be something else. It'll look completely different. And I used to give you so much crap about this. Again, this is where I was wrong. I was like, oh, the two parties and blah, blah, blah. I at least thought there was a difference between the two.
Mm-hmm.
There's not. There's no difference whatsoever. And it's almost like they're working in tandem, because the main guy that they really want in power just got caught being a pedophile again, even though we already knew that. We see him sniffing little girls and stuff. We knew this.
Mm.
But we let it pass because he has dementia. And it is the reptilian, psychopathic, satanic synagogue that is the world that we're in. And we let pedophiles do whatever we want to. You know, that's what we do in America. You know what I mean? Oh, wait, did I say too many things? We let it happen. So to cover for him, we'll have the guy that we basically got to cuck out for, you know, COVID-19 to piss on literally 80% of his base. Think about that. Think about that. People were already not enthused to vote for Trump this time. It's going to be... And they could at least hold on to, this guy did Roe versus Wade.
Mm-hmm.
But now he wants nothing to do with it. So explain to me, godless quote-unquote conservatives, which is a laughable thought process, because the only person that can hold this view, I'm still going to vote for Trump because the economy. You're just a godless right-winger, or not even right-winger, you're a godless, you're a neocon. I mean, let's get real. That's all you are. You're just as bad as the neocons. Just like the neocons were bad with war, you're bad with killing babies. You're going to let that fly just to beat the Democrats? It's fake and gay. It's bread and circus. And this is why I'm like, dude, enjoy the boomers, because I'm out. And what sucks is that the most viable third party guy, he's cool with killing babies too. He's real cool with it. You know what I mean?
The thing is, like, they want to talk strategy, you know, about how, like, this is about winning. If you can't win, what's the point of even trying? And you know, if we win, we can enact change and all the same tired garbage that we've heard for decades.
But here's where it gets biblical to me. The moment you said that, you know what story just popped in my head? My wife's in Judges right now.
Okay.
Immediately thought of Gideon. You win by subtraction, which doesn't make sense in the world's economy, but in God's economy.
Mm-hmm.
The pussy who was hiding from God because he was called to, like, save the Israelites, and he was hiding in the wine press. He was running. He was scared. Is called by God. The first thing he does when he finally gets his balls back, he tears down the Asherah poles, right? That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
God, he forms this army, and then God just starts whittling it down from hundreds of thousands to, what, 300 guys?
Mm-hmm.
To take on the Midianites. And God smashes the Midianites with 300 people. So you knew it was God.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say that I know what God's doing. We talked about it a little bit before the book. But do you feel like that's what's happening? That people are so... Like, we were talking about a church yesterday. It's funny, okay? You talked to me 2 years ago, I would have defended Trump. Not about this abortion thing, but before hearing that statement, I would have found a way to defend him. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. I would have found a way. I've made those arguments on the show. You know what I mean? I've been there. Voted for him twice. And I heard from a guy, it's like, I'm so turned off by this entire political process because they both are horrible. And normally I'd be like, yeah, you're right, but we still got to vote for the... I can't even say that anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? We almost need to just detach ourselves from the process so badly the Republican Party just dies. It needs to die. It's like Voldemort when he's like shriveled up at the end with Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
They both just have to die. Let them die, and guess what? You can come back bigger, stronger, faster with an actual platform of, like, I don't know, people have been calling it Christian nationalism or something like that, but I wouldn't want to go that far because I'll get heat from actual Christians, which I have been for my Christian nationalist post lately, which is laughable. But again, it's like, it's Christians that are like, they're super soft.
Mm-hmm.
They're soft because it's like, oh, I don't like it when you do, it's the same guy. It's this kid I went to high school with. He gets mad when I use presuppositional apologetics for things. You can't presuppose things. I'm like, that's interesting because my enemies presuppose a lot of things too. Why is it okay for them and not for me? Well, because we're Christians. Well, God created the heavens and the earth. Creation demands creator, presupposing it. Next. But he's the same one that's like, well, we shouldn't be a Christian nation. We shouldn't be. We shouldn't be a Christian nation. That's not what we're called to do. Go into all nations, making disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That seems like
that's infiltration, brother. That's sabotage.
But we don't like the name Christian nationalists because the Nazis had nationalists in their name too. Like, shut up.
They also had socialist in their name, but nobody gives a crap about that.
I know. Miss me with that bullcrap. But here's the thing, like, I heard this from Doug Wilson, and it was the most prophetic thing I've heard. He's like, okay, for people that hate Christian nationalism, I have a really simple question. And people pause, you know, because he's an old guy. He does the dramatic pause, so you, like, get sucked in. Should America stop making God angry? Everybody said yes. He said, welcome, you're a Christian nationalist.
Yeah.
Should America stop pissing off Christ Jesus? If you say yes, you're a Christian nationalist.
Yeah, because the only way to stop doing that is to be a Christian nation.
I know. Which was a founded Christian nation. But here's my thing. In what part of it do I need Republicans to do that?
You don't.
Because here's the thing. The reality is this. We've talked about this numerous times on the show. You got to go smaller. Got to go smaller.
Well, that's
small wins.
I was just thinking. You don't need America
to
do that. You don't need America.
But you need the Republican Party, Republicans!
You don't need the Republican Party. You don't even need America to be a upstanding citizen of the kingdom of God.
But you're not a patriot. Red, white, and blue.
Your patriotism is not a bad thing. Necessarily. But when it becomes part and parcel to your Christianity, brother, you're on the wrong track.
You sound way too Christian nationalist for me.
Yeah.
But what about my secular humanism? Nope.
Kingdom of God first.
But first, I got to make the Satanists happy and the atheists. I have to make them happy and feel good.
No, you don't.
Didn't we just talk about Hitchens yesterday? Or not Hitchens, but was it Christopher?
It was Dawkins.
Dawkins.
Yeah, Richard Dawkins.
It's like, oh crap, there's a lot of Muslims showing up. I've purged Christianity out of the Queen's England.
Evil Christianity,
and now there's some actual evil at my door now. Where are the Christians at? Oh, geez. We need that in the Republican Party. We need an exodus. You know, and I'm going biblical, but we need an exodus. We need to leave Egypt. We got to leave Egypt. And what I mean by that is that it doesn't mean you leave America, but you leave this system, man. It's the Matrix, man. It's you got to unplug from the system. And trust me, we've been fighting within that sandbox for a long time. That's been my theme in 2024. You know, Whaley called my man, the philosopher king, says I'm throwing the baby out with the bathwater. I'm just saying, let's just get out of the sandbox and let's stop playing in the sandbox. They've made the sandbox. We played in it for too long.
I'm done with that.
Stop playing the sandbox. Turn over the tables. Throw the bathwater out with that stupid baby as well. Toss it. Just kidding. This is the only time that I'm saying be bad on babies because I'm pro-life. You know what I mean? But the analogy. My point is this. Is like, why are we playing their game all the time when it comes to this stuff? So
I got... Can I do the verse tonight?
Absolutely, you can do the verse tonight, man.
So I'll do it later.
You got it saved?
Yeah.
Good. But that's kind of my... I just wanted to go off on Trump on that. Does it surprise you that Orange Man has that stance? No. He's a philanderer. He's a whoremonger. We used him as a tool to get Roe versus Wade through the door.
And he used Roe v. Wade as a tool to get the presidency.
Yes, 100%. It was a mutually beneficial situation.
Yes, it was transactional. And it always was, and it always will be.
But let's
most of his principles are transactional.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyway.
So that's kind of the reality. That being said, I've got some final thoughts, man. It's a really serious final thought. You know what I mean? Are you prepared for it?
I'll find out, I guess.
Okay, good. Now, we've been serious about biblical stances, OJ burning in hell, pedophiles being exposed and nobody wants to talk about it. We talked about Trump just in Carrie effing Lake, the ditzy Barbie doll. Because that's the problem. She's supposed to be this sharp, smart lady. But she's not.
Yes.
You're a fool if you say stuff like that. Trump. You're a fool. So you've proven yourself a fool.
She's worldly.
Yes, you've proven
Everybody who lives in the world is a fool.
Cool. So, you know who I am. I am tyrannical father, and then it became the devouring mother, and now it's the vengeful son. I'm in my vengeful son era. I just want it all to burn down. I want to get out of the sandbox and let it all burn down. And when I'm not thinking about that, I like to enjoy my bread and circus, like real bread and circus. And I just want to acknowledge that Cody Rhodes is your undisputed WWE champion.
Yeah. Why did they drop the Universal? He didn't when he described himself, but they've dropped the Universal. Undisputed Universal.
I know.
WWE champion. I like that better.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But he's undisputed.
Yep.
The other one's disputed. You know, it's like boxing.
Well, the other one's a heavyweight champion.
Heavyweight champion, yeah. So
there's the WWE champion. I think it should be the Universal WWE champion. Just better.
And this is the part where we lose a lot of our political fans, but it's okay. This all ties into the world, the reality, okay? Pro wrestling is awesome right now. And the fact that WWE is calling it pro wrestling now is another shot across the bow.
There's like...
A lot of...
I've heard it like four or five times and...
Pro wrestling's back. Rock literally is like, it's cool. I made pro wrestling cool again.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. And if you don't know this, WrestleMania happened over the week and it was a two-day event. And yes, it's fake wrestling. We get it. Blah, blah, blah. But it's a beautiful thing. It is the time-tested story that two men walk in that have a dispute. One wins and one loses. Yeah. And there's nothing more beautiful than that in the world when it comes to storytelling, other than making sweet love to your woman. But that's another story for another time. But two men walking into...
Story that we won't tell.
Yeah, we won't tell, right? But two men walking in with a dispute and settling it out like men.
Mm-hmm.
Beating the living piss out of each other. Now, is it fake? Yes. We know the outcome. Yes. Blah, blah, blah. It's fixed. But you're still going through tables, dog. You're still getting hit with kendo sticks. You're still taking nasty bumps and punches and boots and off the top rope. It's beautiful. This is the most beautiful thing ever. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you to God for creating professional wrestling. Because God, listen, this professional wrestling is proof to me that God loves us. Mm. You know, Bryn Franklin said that beer is proof that God loves us, which is a
and wants very, us to be happy.
Yeah, that's a true statement. Beer is a beautiful chef's kiss, nectar of the gods. That's the nicest way to put it.
That's the way I feel about milk.
But like, there's some things that just happen and you're like, God, just thank you for big meaty men slapping meat, okay? And just wrestling. Just thank you for a man soap opera where two dudes tell a 2.5 year long story that culminates in a finished story of Cody Rhodes, the son of Dusty Rhodes, the son of a plumber, ascending to the highest heights of an industry, going for forsaking it, going off on his own in the crappy independence for 3 to 4 years, builds himself back up from the ground up, the most American story of all time, if America even exists anymore, but pulling himself up by his bootstraps, winning the hearts and the minds of the people who love him, and defeating the tribal chief Roman Reigns. Unbelievable. Now, I'm not going to break down every match because none of you care about that. Totally get that. But I have to acknowledge the last 4 years we have had to endure fake and gay, put a lesbian or put a girl in it, make her lame and gay storytelling for a long time. We've had to endure that for so long. And it sucked. And it was horrible. There's glimmers of hope in my storytelling that I've noticed in my world. I'm watching X-Men 97 with my main man, Philosopher King, today, okay? And I'm watching Disney, fake and gay Disney, who just got destroyed by Ron DeSantis. DeSantis owns them. Walt's balls are on Ron DeSantis' mantle right now, okay?
He owns them. Bob Iger's balls.
Yeah, Bob Iger's, yeah. And Mickey's. Woo-hoo! That's why he talks so high, bitch. He's got them on the wall, pinned to the wall. And I'm watching them who have done gay, horrible, stupid shows, woke shows, forever, take an amazing property like X-Men and do it really freaking well. It warms my heart. Yeah. Watching professional...
Scares me too.
Yeah, it scares you. Watching professional wrestling, you and I were at the cusp of the independent boom in wrestling. You and I. We were there at ground zero. We were in Jacksonville, Florida. For the announcement of All Elite Wrestling, which was the big middle finger to the Vince McMahon machine that had grown stale and gay and really soft and really not good. To the point where old school wrestling fans like me and you were like, we need something different, dog, because this dog won't hunt. Okay? And I watched Jericho call me an idiot. And I watched fireworks go off. I watched Jungle Boy. I watched the Young Bucks. I watched this guy named Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
Build a literal industry, an alternative market from WWE. Tell amazing stories throughout the whole deal in Japan and here in America. Get called back to the big leagues, quote unquote, in WWE. Endure horrible story writing over and over again by Vincent Kennedy McMahon. It took him to get sued again for the final time to kick him out of TKO. And now, and this is what really warms my heart. You and I used to go to, we used to go and watch NXT when it was at the absolute best it could have been. And that was all run by Paul Levin, good old Triple H.
Levesque,
sorry. I won't call him Levesque. That's too French. Just too gay to me. I'm sorry. But good old Triple H had that thing humming. It was the only thing competing with WWE, with AEW at the time, because the main brand sucked and it was boring and it was stupid. This dude made NXT amazing, and then he got called up to the bigs. Vince McMahon's gone, and now he's in complete and total control of the product at WWE. And this is a bigger lesson, okay? And this, I'll acknowledge this because of one point and one final thought. It's okay to kick the boomers out of power. Look what happened when the boomers finally give up power. Now, did the boomers do a horrible job? Not always. They did some good things. Mm-hmm. But boomers are getting 70 plus years old.
Yeah.
It's time to pass the torch. And I say this as a near 40-year-old man. There is going to be a point when I have to pass the torch of the King Spinning Podcast to a young up-and-coming buck who's ready to go take the world over, okay? Mm-hmm. I've got to be able to do that. As a granddad, I'm going to have to do that with my grandsons, okay? Mm-hmm. With my daughters. I'm going to have to pass things on. I'm going to have to let them do their thing. Because I'm not the smartest and brightest and best forever. I won't be.
You're not immortal.
I'm not immortal. I mean, I wish I was Highlander. I wish I had the Queen song in the background. I am immortal. I wish I had that, dude. But I don't. The moment the boomer literally was legally forced out of that company, what happened?
Skyrockets in flight. Boo! Afternoon delight. Boop.
You get a young, by comparison, rock show up. Triple H is in control, which were integral parts of the greatest time in wrestling history ever. Mm-hmm. Running the show. And guess what? The show is unreal. You want the stats? They had 1.3 billion watchers on the streaming services on Peacock. It is the most streamed thing they have ever had. Billion. That's 1/8 of the planet watched WrestleMania.
You know who's super pissed off right now?
Vince McMahon.
Well, yeah, definitely.
AEW?
USA.
Yeah.
Because they're
Raw, sold it to Netflix?
Yeah, Raw is going to Netflix.
That is the dumbest thing you could have done. And here's the thing.
Right at the worst time.
1.3 billion eyeballs, sets of eyeballs, watched wrestling.
Yeah. Netflix is the meme of that black guy.
Oh, dude, yeah. Yeah, Spice yeah. Adams going, oh, yeah. 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 But think about this. And I know that most of our listeners don't care, but if you take 8 people, one of them watched WrestleMania over the weekend and knows what the heck happened. Think about that. Mm. 1 in 8.
1 in 8.
1 in 8 yeah. People in this world watch that.
Yeah.
Cody Rhodes by himself on the second night by himself sold $1.3 million worth of merchandise.
Which is t-shirts.
T-shirt, just t-shirts. They had 145...
Probably some weight belts.
Oh, yeah. Just WrestleMania by itself, not including NXT or any of the sub-shows, 145,000 people paid absurd amounts of money to watch wrestling. Mm-hmm. Guys, that happens when the boomer steps down. Mm-hmm. When the boomer was in control, the stories didn't make sense. It was stupid. It was stale. It's the same thing over and over again. It's super predictable, and nobody liked it. Because guess what? Boomers, how many more years do you think you got? The people that you're appealing to have already died. Or they're your age group, which means you got about, what, 10 years, 15 years? Maybe? Maybe. It's time to pass the torch to the adults. There are other adults. Want to give a practical example. There are 80-year-olds that drive. I have an 85-year-old great-uncle who drives. He does a good job. Would I trust him driving across the country? No. Interstate driving? Nah, not a chance. But little drives here and there? Yes. When he's in his 90s and he loses his eyesight, should I keep handing him the keys?
No.
No. Somebody needs to take the keys from Grandpa. In this case, my great uncle. Somebody has to hand the keys to the generation before to keep this beautiful thing that we have called pro wrestling going. The reason why our country sucks right now is most of the people in charge, not only are they just wicked, evil, godless pedophiles and Satanists, which we all know, but they're all boomers. And they love that power. Mm-hmm. Nancy Pelosi is still in power. She's been in power since just after JFK died. Think about that. Think about that. She has pictures as a teenager with JFK. and she's still in power. Mm-hmm. 60 years later, Joe Biden doesn't know what's happening. And you wonder why the world's going to crap? You got Orange Man, who's damn near 80 years old, waffling on his greatest win, his actual greatest win. Mm-hmm. Waffling on it. That's what old men with no spines and no muscle mass and have literally lost all their testosterone do. They do stupid things. They listen to wicked, stupid things. They let worm tongue come in their ear and literally make them do stupid things. It's everything's Lord of the Rings this episode, okay? Everything. Vince McMahon was, as much as he propelled it, which he did, he took it from the 80s to the early 2000s and rocket shipped that company into the stratosphere.
Yeah, he did.
How old was he during those times? 30 to 60s? Mm-hmm. When he started getting to his 70s, he didn't know what was going on. And he was too busy trying to do really weird sex stuff in his whatever, okay? Mm-hmm. He was David and Bathsheba. He should have been at war, but the brother was doing other things, okay? And then coming in at the last moment, changing storylines that made no sense. Pass the torch, boomers. That's all I'm trying to say. Pass the torch and good things are going to happen. There will be generations beyond you. I know that you got told that Jesus is coming tomorrow and you'd be raptured and you don't want to let go of power. I get it, boomers. But let it go, dog. Other generations can handle it. Gen X clearly can handle the wrestling business right now. They're doing a good job. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Millennials are looking pretty good too, because they said a lot of the writing, a lot of the Cody Rhodes writing and The Rock's writing for this last month and a half. Guess who did it? Bobby Roode. They said Bobby Roode was the instrumental part of this whole story. Bobby Roode is a freaking wrestling genius who should have got way more love, but I'll leave that alone for now. But he's making a massive impact.
Yeah.
You can trust the people that are coming up before that love things as much. We love this country. I want this country to win. I do. But boomers have run it so far into the ground, I'm okay with letting it go and letting the Florida lights happen. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with it. All I'm trying to say is, if you want America back, if you quote-unquote want to make America great again, give it to the young lions. The young lions will lead you to the next, they'll lead you through the next one. And that's a long way of saying, congratulations, Cody Rhodes. I acknowledge you, Tribal Chief Roman Reigns. Thank you, Triple H. Thank you, Vince McMahon, for going away. Because it wouldn't have been great unless you went away, Boomer.
Yeah.
Well, you had to be forced to, but it's all right. Make America great again. Let's get rid of the boomers. But again, we have to vote for three boomers. Two boomers. Two and a half boomers. Two this and next half. Election. Sweet. That's my final thought.
I'm kicking myself because I had a... I was talking with a guy at work, and I had a final thought that I was like, this will be perfect. It's so good. But we kept talking for long enough for it to jump out of my head, and I cannot remember for the life of me what it was.
No,
it wasn't even you. The conversation I was having with him went on too long, and I wasn't able to solidify the thought in my head.
Joe Biden does that all the time, bro. I feel you.
I hate
you know the thing.
Yeah.
The thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm not the president.
That's true. And you don't molest your kids in showers or smell daughters. I saw the funniest meme about Joe Biden. Have you noticed that he never smells black people?
Never smells what?
Black people.
That's a racial jungle.
He never smells black people. Anyway.
Let's see, final thought. I don't know. Well, mine's going to be a nothing burger.
That's been the tradition the last couple weeks, man. The nothing burger final thoughts. We've been too intense for the show, you know what I mean? And Dusty's not here to, flip off, you know what I mean? Yeah. So
that episode of X-Men 97 was excellent. And it just...
Make sure you watch X-Men 97 on Disney Plus. And now... I hope that they don't pull the wool from the rug from under us like they did Mandalorian. Yeah,
that's why I said I was scared.
But watch it. It's actually really, really good.
Yeah, so far it's been excellent, and this last episode was really, really good, and it just because it just Like, the story of the X-Men is so... It's so intense.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They're not just heroes, you know? It's their... Their entire existence is a threat to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the world threatens them constantly.
Yep.
You know? And... And
like Christians, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Our whole existence threatens the world, and the world is threatened by us.
Threatens us, yeah.
That's strange.
I mean, it's true.
Huh.
It's true. We are a new creation. We are Homo sapiens superior.
Magneto's right.
And not because, and not because of anything inherent in us, to be honest with you. It's because of what Christ does in us. So maybe this isn't a nothing final thought, but man, when things go south, it hit me so hard. It brought tears to my eyes because this was what it was like when I was reading the comics in the 90s, you know, like. The Sentinels are no joke.
Mm-hmm.
And just the utter hatred that some of these people have for the mutant race. So much so that they want to exterminate. Complete genocide. You know? It's dark. It's heavy. It's real. It's real, and it's fake, good. It's real. Man. It's good.
Yeah.
It's so good. And we were talking about it earlier, how like the Sentinels ultimately become like the ultimate Sentinel that's created is called Nimrod. You know. Yeah, it ties into the whole Nephilim thing.
Genesis 11.
That we talk about in
Genesis 11.
Yeah, you know, in fits and starts and on this podcast, and we will go into more detail.
But that's another story, but for another time.
Yeah, but Amen. That's a story for another time.
Amen. I'm with you
for sure. It's just good storytelling. You know, Xavier's dream is a real one. You know, they're trying to save everybody. You know, I mean, and isn't that what we're doing? Isn't that what we're supposed to be doing as Christians? Trying to save everybody?
Huh?
You know?
There's no greater story than fighting in a war that you're supposed to lose and you win.
Mm.
That's the pinnacle storytelling trope. The best stories are impossible. They're impossible circumstances that you should lose, and you fight in them anyways, and somehow win.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Christian faith.
Yeah,
that's why X-Men's awesome. Yeah. That's why is Dragon Ball Z awesome? Why is Attack on Titan awesome? Why are the greatest stories like recently? They always follow that reality because we are 11 scared disciples, and our Savior just got crucified
mm-hmm.
and buried, and then he walks through a wall. And says, "I'm hungry.
Give me some fish."
Just think about that statement, though.
Yeah,
I'm hungry. When I read that, I just think of like, "Feed me more." I'm like, "Feed me more." Sorry, sorry about that.
I hunger.
Like, yeah, yeah. Nah, I'm ready to lift weights now. But go ahead.
You're right. I miss that. I miss. The real solid storytelling, the dire circumstances, you know, and like, yeah, I guess it does parallel with the Christian walk, you know, what is the one thing that mutants have going for them that allows them to fight back? They have power, you know, it's the reason that they're that they're feared. It's the reason they can fight back.
Mm-hmm.
It's the reason we're feared. It's the reason we can fight back.
Yep.
Our power comes from Christ. It's not inherent. It's not the X gene. You know, our power is the Holy Spirit living inside of us. Yep. You know, and the threats are not insignificant. You know, the old gods are not nothing. But when you compare them to Christ, they are
exactly
ultimately. We've won already. We're more than conquerors. We can live victorious. You know? And which leads me to the verse of the week.
Are you usurping my Bible powers right now?
I am.
Wow.
Because it just hit me and I thought it was perfect for what we talked about. Okay. Let me switch this to...
Switch it.
Not King James, because it'll be easier to understand.
Come on, I want to put the King James.
I like the King James, for sure, but...
No, you're good.
Okay.
We lost all the independent fundamental Baptists.
Right.
Because you switched from King James. He's a heretic!
Well, I'm trying to. Why isn't it not... Let me do this.
You got it? I'll play the X-Men music while we're in.
There we go. Yeah. Now I got it. Okay.
Got it.
Okay. This is going to be a little bit of a long one. Therefore, I tell you, do not... This is from Matthew 25. 11:25, I think. No, 6:25. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on, or perhaps who you vote for. It's not in there, but...
Is that the Kingsplaining translation?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Isn't life more than politics? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. And here's the point. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
Sounds like Christian nationalism, my friend.
Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Seek first the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God comes first.
Amen.
Do you have a prayer point?
I do. I think that we need to rethink the attacks of the enemy. They're not a bulwark. They're just a piece of paper. You throw a pebble at it and they fold real fast. We see this over and over and over and over and over again. So remember what Satan's dealing with. Satan is Satan is not even on the same level as God at all in any form or fashion. Mm-mm. And we keep pretending that he has power in this world, and he got thrown down and he doesn't have power the moment Jesus walked out of the grave. And if we keep that in mind, when they call you or label you whatever stupid thing they're going to say, that you're racist or anti-Semitic or homophobic, xenophobic, Christian nationalist, theonomist, whatever bullcrap they throw your way, smile and nod, because you're following the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So with that being said, let me pray for us. All right. God, thank you so much for this night. Thank you that we could come together and focus on you. And God, no matter what happens, I love that you're throwing down the idols and destroying them, God, in front of us. I pray that every idol is smashed, to the point where we have nothing to look for other than you. And that was the entire point of the whole time. God, I pray that we look to you in everything we do, every decision we make, every thought we have, that you would capture those things, God, and get all the glory that is due to you above all things, God. Help us not to have our faith in chariots or steeds or swords or spears, but in you, God. Help us to completely focus on you. Help us laugh at our enemies because you've already defeated them. You say in the word that you laugh at your enemies, at their plans, and you mock them from heaven. And God, I pray that you would destroy the enemies before us and bring us victory. In your name, Jesus, amen.
Amen. On that note, you've been listening to the Kingsplaining Podcast, the home of the Rube Empire, where the people are free, the taxes are voluntary, and your two kings serve the King of Kings, Christ Jesus. Peace out. God bless. Repost and share and tell your friends. And we'll see you next week. God bless.
Orange juice is sold really hot now.